Thanks, Joe. The headlines. Households across London are to start receiving leaflets about the swine flu outbreak over the next few days. The extent of the virus in Scotland will become clearer when more test results arrive. Other people are undergoing tests in Wales, Wiltshire, Derbyshire and here in London. In Mexico, nearly 160 people are believed to have been killed by the flu virus. Two men who had been accused of helping the 7th of July London bombers will be sentenced today. Mohammed Shakil and Waheed Ali were found guilty of conspiring to attend a terrorist training camp in Pakistan yesterday. A school in Leighton's to be one of the first in Britain to screen pupils for weapons. Every student going into Lammas School this morning will be checked by a knife arch. It follows the fatal stabbing of a 16-year-old in Lambeth on Monday night. And Visit London says despite the recession, there was a slight increase in the number of tourists coming to the capital in 2008. A 12% rise in people coming from elsewhere in the UK helped the numbers to just over 26 million in the past year. London's weather, a cloudy, misty, damp start, but with the cloud lifting and breaking to allow sunshine at times this afternoon. So mainly dry, apart from the risk of an isolated shower, with a top temperature of 17 degrees Celsius. That's 63 degrees Fahrenheit. Those are the headlines. Jules Lang has the travel.
Thanks, Jason. One lane closed off with a lorry...